One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Garniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fela Tappender Stevenson.
From Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. I'm just opening up the show plan, the new Gradle. How you doing?
Good, mate.
Are you all right, mate?
I am brand new. I'm all right, mate.
I've been listening to Producer John's here and all, by the way. Sorry, John. I just didn't even introduce you today. I've been listening to Big Kevin Nash's podcast.
To still be able to come on and do a podcast after losing his boy, you know what I mean?
Yep. It has a really good vibe, that podcast, though, you know what I mean? Like, I would do it all the time without fail if it was that kind of... They have a nice, chilled vibe on that. It's not like this podcast where we have to redo stuff that these fucking idiots are listening to a show send in. It's different, and it's kind of... You can't even really relax because... Let's have a look, actually, and let's see what kind of stuff. Let's. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not being fair here.
Oh, it's heel Rab today. It's heel Rab.
Well, I
no,
was going to say
heel Rab. I'm just. Let's just have a look, right?
Okay.
Let's see. Andy has been in touch, wondering if he can get a shout out for his pal Wee Ryan this week. No, you fucking canny. What do you think it is? You think this is the fucking? I think this is. Like a pantomime at the Kings you've went to see, and what you're fucking, it's the birthday messages. He listens to the podcast every Friday, does he? Aye. Well, we don't day one every fucking Friday. So.
Sometimes we can't be asked.
But you wouldn't
on,
be able...
can we just go back
on,
and say,
shush.
You sold the Kings rather than Grado's panto there, by the way. That's like WCW being sold in WWE.
It's like the Wednesday night wars between Two Doors Down and the Scots. That's
well, we'll wait and see. We don't know if the Pavilion panto will be going ahead. So, he goes... He listens to the podcast every but he won't be able to this week. Oh, well, you know, as he's getting married to his fiancée, Kirsty, on Friday. Just get it on at the reception. Stick it on at the fucking reception. Get a DJ to play it. You know what I mean? People on Kevin Nash's podcast, they send in questions like, they say things like, you know, who was the most right-wing and kind of intolerant wrestler that you worked with and stuff like that? Interesting questions like that. And let's see, what are these? Steam Train's been back in touch, by the way.
Oh my God, he was a big hit.
He says, hey, thank you for featuring the Steam Train on Wrestling Daft. He's here to clean souls.
Cleanse souls.
Cleanse souls.
But he spelt souls, S-O-L-E-S.
Oh,
cleanse souls and boot holes. Pretty good. MacDow was laughing at John thinking Texas Tornado killed himself with a clothesline off a mountain. But it did remind MacDow of a time when he believed that Nails worked as a mechanic in Clyde Bank. Nails is one of the guys, though, there's quite a lot of people that look like Nails, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? He's got one of their faces. He's no like, I think an example here. He's no like Brutus the Barber Beefcake, who you couldn't see a guy that looks like Brutus the Barber Beefcake cutting a boot. But you could maybe see a guy that looks like Nails cutting a boot. You know what I mean?
Sure, there's a guy in Stevenson, I've told you before, that's a double a Jake the Snake, and he just walks about, and I see him every day, man. And it seems to be at the same time. He wears old Hardy jeans, old denim jeans and that, and the big green bomber jacket. And I'm like, there's Jake.
You mean like beyond the mat? Time.
Aye, like, is this chocolate or some shit? That kind of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Jake the Snake.
Is this chocolate or some shit?
Chris liked John's Texas Tornado School rumor as well. And Chris heard at school that Lex Luger was the son of the famous 90s movie critic Barry Norman.
Is that, was that him that used to say it was all right tonight?
No, that was Dennis Norton. Barry Norman used to say, and why not? Didn't he?
That's a trick catchphrase.
And why not? He used to say.
Barrymore followed me on Instagram.
Did he? Aye, good stuff, man.
Barry Norman.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Barrymore.
Barrymore. All right. I thought you said Barry Norman.
His TikTok's blew up big time.
Is it?
Really, aye?
No, he's a big TikToker.
What does he do? I remember you telling me before that he gets like hit in the face with boys and stuff.
And I was a big Linky Hood last week.
Hot dogs, wasn't it?
It was a big old hot dog.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Can I just say as well before we move on that Graham Fraser, thanks Graham for getting in touch, backs me up and said, I also remember that rumour about the Texas Tornado doing a tornado punch off the cliff. I went to school in Inverness, so mad that crazy rumours like that could spread so far without the internet. I also know it wasn't true now.
This isn't a wrestling, but I want to see if anybody else heard this one. Remember Kel for Keenan and Kel, the skinnier one?
Uh-huh.
I heard that he was shooting his boat. And he jumped off his boat, and then he got sucked under, and he got ripped apart by the whatever, what do you call the things that make the boat go? The flappers?
Propellers.
Propellers, aye, the propellers, and he got chowed up, and it was about to, you know, the been named Keenan and Kel. And I believe that for a good half an hour. I wonder if that kind of spread.
Aye, I heard that Two Unlimited died in a car crash.
Oh, I heard that one.
Did you hear that one as well, Rab?
Yep,
Two Unlimited died
actually.
In a car
That's
crash.
That's wrong, Abel, aye. Aye, they're deep now. See, you couldn't think of the word propellers there, Grado, right? Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of a story. My uncle one time was talking about being on one of the, I was on one of the wee planes, one of the wee planes, you know the wee planes where, one of the wee planes, right, one of the engines went on it, and I was like, am I going now? Because I looked out the window and I could see one of the, what do you call, one of the Proclaimers was out there on fire.
I love shit like that.
One of the Proclaimers was out there on fire.
You tell my Mexican girlfriend when she was telling us about how one of her sisters went out with a guy from Boston. Tell you that one.
What did you say there? Your ex's girlfriend?
No. My ex girlfriend's gran
was
telling us about how, I can't remember, something she knew was going out with a man from Boston. But it turned out it was a man from Galston. She's got my man from Boston. No, no Boston, Galston.
Listen, we've got another promo. This one's for Stevie McCarthy. Geez it, Stevie.
There we go.
Oh, can I just say something about the name See before you play that? I've got another one. Did I tell you about the time I nearly got sacked for the fire brigade because a guy called that?
Called what? Stevie McCarthy?
His name was Group Commander McCarthy, right? Right? And I was in, and he was an officer, right? And I was in the changing rooms just before I started my shift.
You started your shift?
Right? This is before I started my shift, right? And I was, it was like, hi, sir. Ken, it was all sir and all that because he was,
aye.
He was angry. He went, you can all look at me funny. And I was like, why is he looking at me funny? And I was like, he was like, yeah, how are you, son? I don't know about it. And I thought, is it my T-shirt? My T-shirt had the Bucky Boys, right? Remember the Bucky Boys for ICW? Aye. I was like, surely there's nothing wrong with the Bucky Boys. The next day, I get called in the night shift. The gaffer wants to see you, watch commander wants to see you. There's been a complaint made about you. I was like, what for? He was like, why were you wearing a T-shirt to work saying the Billy Boys? I went, it wasn't the Billy Boys, it was the Bucky Boys. And I had to go down and get it and all that.
Did he show the T-shirt?
Aye. So I'd walked up to fucking work with the Billy Boys T-shirts, but it was the Bucky Boys.
Grado, you see the amount of times I think about you going into that dead guy's locker?
I think he's jumping.
I think about that all the time, by the way.
Do you think about that?
I think about it quite a lot.
That's funny. That was funny because he died and I was freezing in a night shift. Never cleared out his locker.
Even the other day, I was thinking about Twitter and all that, and I was thinking, like, God, if you died, people would go looking on your Twitter and all that to see what you were like. And then my very next thought was, it'd be like leaving all your stuff in the locker and then Grado fucking...
Take these deodorant and all that. Take these toothpaste.
You like to hear Steve's promo against you, boys.
Here we go.
Oh, it's happening, boys. Hey, here we go. Who will we start with? Mr. Rab Florence.
Oh, fuck.
The second funniest guy in Burniston. See the way you say matches? Matches? Fuck off, mate. You damn man, nothing. Honestly. Did you see that match? Matches? Get yourself to fuck your baldy twat. Grado. Mr. Graham Steveley, a guy with absolutely zero talent. You've actually done quite well for yourself. Well done, mate. See this burping and farting on the podcast, and you wonder why lassies don't want to listen to that. Mate, you're fucking gross. Absolute gross. And John, you're a big fucking specky sausage. That accent is fucking vile, mate, honestly. 10 years I stayed in Falkirk, and I had to just run away. I couldn't listen to it anymore. Anyway, boys, yous are all a pile of shite, so get on these.
Thank you, Stevie.
That's my favourite bit of the podcast, by the way.
I fucking love that.
I think you'd have a better life if when you get up every morning somebody said stuff like that to you. I think you would have, you know, you would just, it would just what you need to hear. Love that. Big Mash says, I know Grado loves a theme. My boy's been stuck on this one for ages. No a clue. Any ideas, Mon Grado? You know this stuff.
Right, was that maybe, my guess, I don't know, but I think it's maybe got something to do with, remember the union, the corporation, the kind of, remember, what was it called again? The ministry, something to do with that?
Well, it's the ministry.
Is it not Ministry of Darkness era stuff, right?
It sounds like a 1999 theme. Do you know who'll get it? You know who's better at themes than me and it pisses me off? Big Sha.
Corporate ministry, maybe?
Aye.
Remember there was corporate ministry?
It's one of these games that Bic Mash has set in where you've got, you know, you type in the thing to guess. It's like, that sounds like a good game, though. I'd like that.
Sounds like what?
Sounds like a good game, that.
A good game?
Yep.
Do you not say good?
No, do you not say good? Who says good? Come on.
You don't say good?
I'm surprised you don't speak the Queen's English, Grado.
I do. It's the King's English now, mate.
Right, if anybody knows what that is, let us know. Right, Dunk says he's found Mr. Blobby after discovering a picture of him at Wells Carnival. Kicking off proceedings is Mr. Blobby, and he's in an armoured vehicle. Scott and Brian have both pointed out that this is reminiscent of the Invasion DX angle. Why is Blobby in a tank? What's going on there? Listen, Jiggly says, bonjour, have a look at this brilliant gimmick.
Woke up on the floor again. I don't know if it was dealing with the low lives or the whiskey out of the bottle, but everything seemed groggy. I need to get back on my feet. Back to the action. I woke up on the floor again. I don't know if it was dealing with the low lives or the whiskey out of the bottle, but everything seemed groggy. I need to get back on my feet. Back to the action. I woke up on the floor again.
So it's Dream Money, the wrestler, sticking up every time. What's that fear of? Everything seemed groggy.
What's the dialogue for?
You can, you watch films.
I don't know what it's for.
It's just a 1920s NAR detective wrestling gimmick. He's got a fag in his hand as well while he's doing this and wearing the big detective jacket. Very good, I thought.
For me,
telling the business, but hey.
Telling the business, that. You know what I mean?
I'd love to wrestle him.
Aye, would you?
No, I think it'd be good fun wrestling him. I would be. Aye. See the stuff I was sending you last night? I was watching myself on YouTube.
It was good stuff, mate. I was.
Did you watch it?
I was most impressed with the selling of that boot at the end.
That's why I sent it.
This was your match with Ethan Page, wasn't it, Grado? Aye. I had never seen it.
I thought you sent it because of the whole Nachos thing.
I suppose it was that too.
Can for the podcast listeners and viewers, can they see this on YouTube?
Or type in Grado versus Ethan Page, Chicago.
When was this?
I can't remember, 2000 and something.
It was a good one. 2002?
No. 2000 and maybe 15 or 16.
It was very
Do you know
good.
What I was doing last night?
What?
I was going through cards that I've been on with that they're big now. To see, do you know what I mean by that?
If it was you had done it.
No, to see that, you know, see all these new AEW guys, to see, I wonder if I've been on shows with them when I've done Indies in America. And there was quite a few. Like, I've been on a show I didn't even know with Sammy Guevara before, and who else? The Scissors, the Acclaimed.
Oh, well, really?
I actually think man was quite cheeky to me.
Really?
I can't remember now.
What did they say?
I just
you
remember,
still work, by the way.
I just remember shaking their horns and kind of dafting me off. Do you know what I mean, Rab?
I don't fucking like that. Acclaimed, the fucking the what's the opposite of acclaimed?
No, in fact, it wasn't a name. Never mind. In case somebody scratches me up to them.
Get us to Meltzer. Right. Talking about gimmicks, Ben has pointed us in the direction of a wrestler's gimmick, which is playing Nintendo Switch throughout the match.
Look, he's wearing Switch gear as well.
No, right, see this? See comedy spots that take the piss and end up going viral on the internet. One, I get annoyed, but I would date myself. I just don't like anybody else doing it. It should just be me doing it. You know, I get that feeling.
Aye. But I don't like that one because it's just fucking nonsense. Do you know what I mean? There's no character reason for it. You look at something like Orange Cassidy, right, and what he does. The reason why Orange Cassidy acts like that is because he's so fucking laid back and so fucking chill. That's why he wrestles with his horns and his pockets. Why is a guy playing a Nintendo Switch during a wrestling match? Right, Andy. Oh, fuck, here is. Andy's asking again for another shout out for his pal Ryan this week. Right, all right, we'll do a shout out for wee Ryan here. Ryan, I hope you have a great married life with your fiance Kirsty and all the best on your journey together through the future. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, I'll just. Great, do you want to say something?
No, I've changed my mind.
And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, I'll just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Woo!
Harry's is mailing a razor company, by the way. I've heard a few people have been wanting to ask me about this. They're like, Rab, can somebody ask Rab if you see him if Harry's is just a razor company? And I'm like, no. They're here to revamp your whole routine. Close shaves, flake-free hair, all the way to clear, healthy skin. Harry's helps guys feel good, and guys need to feel good. Guys deserve to feel good as well, you know what I mean? And we're giving you the chance to try out your skincare range with a freebie, a trial set. Grado. Do you know what's in this trial set? You want to hear about
it? Aye. An expertly engineered handle for a start.
Aye.
They've got a 5-blade cartridge, and by the way, it's not just created by Andy, it's created by an artisan in a Germany factory. And it's got a precision.
Wait a minute. In an actual Germany factory?
A Germany factory.
Mate, right.
Complete with a precision trimmer. It's got the foaming shaving gel with effective lubrication. It's got the travel blade cover for life's adventures, and it's got a free hydrating night lotion. I took Harry's with me when I was doing it at that BBC hang in London a couple of weeks ago. So it brings up tired looking skin. And what else is it there?
Well, I tell you what, it sinks in quickly. This is what I've noticed about it. You know, sometimes you put your hydrating lotion on your face and then the doorbell goes, right? And it's a plumber came around. They sort out a leak that's under my flare. I know lead pipes, it was going to cost a fortune. And like, there's a plumber. And I've just put this cream on my face. God knows what he's going to think I've been up to. But it's sunk in quickly. No greasy residue at all. Best of all, See if you continue to use it. It helps your skin maintain its moisture, leaving it looking clear, healthy and restored. And we all need that. I look terrible, don't you? But I look better on the days where I've used my Harry's. And you can get some of this action with the trial set. Now, see my first impression when the set came through. Let me tell you something. I says, what's in this wee cardboard box? It's an unassuming wee cardboard box. No wasteful, you know, plastic packaging and all that. We're looking after the environment here. We got a cardboard box here. Pull it open, and there's your business in there. Shaving with that razor, it's gonna change things for you. It's gonna change things for you. I don't enjoy shaving. I know some guys enjoy shaving. I just want to get it done and get on with my business, the business of crafting comedy. And so that's the razor for me. And compared to other shaves I've had, let me tell you, I've had a shave in the past that felt like, have you ever been slapped right in the face by a guy? Have you ever went into a kebab shop, right? And you've went, not as much chili as that on it. And they've went whack right across your dish. The shaves have felt like that. Listen, see the hydrating night lotion, Grado? How did that feel when you put that on down in London?
Oh, I just felt ready as if I could take on the world. I had so much confidence. I felt as if there was a cloud hanging over me with the travelling down, etc, etc. But just before I went to my bed, I put on this night lotion, and the first thing I thought to myself was, wah, I don't need a drink of nothing. I'm well hydrated.
Grado, did it brighten up your tired-looking skin?
Absolutely. My skin was looking, honestly, like as if I had work done to it. I had to keep telling folk, it's no, mate, I've not had any surgery at all, man. Gee, Harry, about.
So make sure to support Wrestling Daft and start your own skincare journey by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you cover is £3.95 for delivery. That is £3.95 for delivery. Just head to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft and have your trial set and your free night lotion delivered straight to your door. Not going to leave it down your boat, me the street or anything. Right to your door through your letterbox. Harry's. That's harrys.com/wrestlingdaft. Every week we separate the Qatar 22s for the France 98s as we bury and put our stuff for the world of professional wrestling. This week I would like to put over Isla Dawn's debut proper in NXT.
Brilliant debut.
Good spot. She was in there, right, closing the show. That's a dream, isn't it?
Your niece is in the telly on the WWE.
It's crazy, and to see her in that spot where, you know, the copyright and trademark comes up down the bottom,
wow,
as the show closes, you know, that's a cool bit to be in.
The same bit like when Austin went and, you know, put Triple H in a car and flung it down, and
aye,
you know, when The Rock get smashed off Hogan off a truck
just,
you know,
before,
I mean,
the just before the Sky music would play, you know, aye, with the listings for the next day, that kind of thing.
Did you know it was going to happen, or what was the crack?
Obviously, I knew. I've known for ages she was moving to Florida, so I knew it was. I knew it was happening. It was a big. It was top secret. Couldn't talk about it. She moved to Florida a while ago. She's over there, and then she's maybe debuted actually a wee bit faster than I thought. You know what I mean? It seemed to happen quite quick.
How's she been going with her life earlier, not
it? She's enjoying it. She's really enjoying it. It looks like she's having a great time.
She's staying in a wee house herself, not
it? No, I think she's staying with some people. I'm not sure of all the details of who she's hanging out with there or anything. But she's loving it. And I think it's, you know, I think that, well, as everybody knows, the setup is brilliant earlier.
It's crazy to think I can remember like being in the crowd in SW, like as a wee lassie.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
That is crazy, Hank.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And you know, she's got everything she needs to go far. So I don't doubt she'll make a good go at it. Daniel has been in touch though, and he wants to bury this whole outfit fucking garbage, like ordering a Serpentico mask for Wish.com. Is he talking about your man? What's his name?
Oh, it's Skyer or something like that.
Scriber or something.
Scriber, that's it. Scriber.
It's Scriber.
Yeah. It's not. You know, there's something about that outfit though that I quite like. There's something. It's a kind of 1990s indie scene kind of looked at that I don't completely hate. So let's get a chance. David wants to put over the Elite versus Death Triangle 1 and 2. Also looking forward to an actual wrestling show in Swansea on Sunday featuring Mark Andrews.
Oh, Mark, he's a great boy.
Stevie's wanting to put her full gear. I want to put her full gear as well, because for the same reason here, Jamie Hayter getting her big moment. Jamie Hayter's great. MJF generation is officially here, says Stevie, and wants to bury whatever the fuck that mask Crypts guy was wearing on NXT.
Did any see this? What's he called? Crypts or Skylar?
The pictures on the show plan there, Grado.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right, isn't it? I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, sorry. I like his wee jacket.
Scott says, I know it's a wee bit. It's a funny one, that, isn't it? It's like a strippers jacket or something. Scott wants to put lots of things this week. MJF ripping off Cornette's catchphrase at the scrum. Mm-hmm. House of Black coming back. Ricky Starks getting a decent push. Wants to bury the Death Triangle, Elite being best of 7. I like them all, but unless they're planning something major, that's just ripping the arse out of you. Suspicious Lamp is wanting to put her Tyrus for getting cunts absolutely raging on Twitter for winning the NWA title. Don't watch as much wrestling these days, but love seeing folk getting a big huff over it.
I know where he's coming from with that stuff. I mean, folk have to have that, didn't they?
Mm.
Oh, what, is he bad?
No, I mean... I kind of understand what that guy's saying about how it's quite enjoyable seeing people getting a pure huff about stuff, but it's just NWA has just fucking fell off, man, big time.
I know.
For where it was. You know what I mean?
Man, I better get my bell.
It's just the roster is fucking poor, man. You know what I mean? Kev wants to put her Vicky Guerrero wearing an I'm Your Mommy t-shirt at full gear. It was a nice tribute to Eddie Guerrero, and despite her on-screen persona, she remains one of the nicest wrestling people that Kev has ever met. Kev trying to fire in to fucking Vicky Guerrero there. Daniel putting all the rumours.
Right,
here we go.
I've only met her at a Comic Con.
Daniel wants to put over the rumours of World of Sport coming back literally days after Grado says he's retired. Pretty sure he's still the champ.
No, I'm not.
Going to have more retirements than Terry Funk. Right, Grado, let's get to this.
Aye.
There was talk over the past couple of weeks about the return of World of Sport. No, see, when I saw that, I thought to myself, I need to ask Grado about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the options. One, they haven't made any noise about this without getting in touch with Grado first. Two, if they have made noise about it without getting in touch with Grado first, Grado's definitely got in touch with them. So what's happening?
So, half a truth, they didn't contact me, I didn't contact them, but I did contact Aldis.
Right.
I was like, what's a crack? And he explained to me stuff, which wouldn't be appropriate for me to repeat on this podcast at this present moment.
Okay. Right, John, edit point.
5 minutes later.
Could also come for you, Grado.
Which time?
For you.
Oh,
so, Dan wants to put over the opening of Dynamite. Compelling, great stuff. Dynamite was probably better this week than it's been in a long time. Giza Gobble wants to put over Great Week of Wrestling with full gear. Fear and Loathing, Dynamite. Survivor Series still to come. Great time to be a fan. And wants to bury Conrad Thompson milking the arse out of the Montreal Screwjob to sell Viagra. Honestly, I don't need to hear another bloody take on it, and the Bischoff Pritchard take was an embarrassment to listen to. I'm going to listen to that, by the way. I want to hear these two fucking talking about it. Bronze Cello wants to put her ICW Fear and Loathing this weekend, of course. ICW Fear and Loathing was this weekend. New champs. Now, let's intervene here. Let's intervene a wee bit here, right? Because there's one thing we haven't spoken about much. I say one thing, right? But there's one person we haven't spoken about much on this show, right? And who is that? Who would you say is a wrestler who is recognised as a quality wrestler that for some reason we haven't spoken about much on this show?
Is it Wee Leighton?
Aye.
Aye.
We don't really talk about Leighton much, do we?
No, we don't, but I tell you what, he does me a good turn every time he turns up for the bash, and he's looking good. I actually thought a couple of months ago, he's getting a bit chubby. But it was all part of the process. It was all part of the process. I don't mind me saying this. But then
part of the process of getting bigger?
Is that not what they do? The bulk and the cut?
Yeah, yeah.
Aye. How's it going? He's eating.
He's
looking great now. When I saw pictures of him Sunday, I thought, right, he knows what he's doing. What have I got to fucking say about, you know what I mean? Taking advice off me for somebody's figure.
It's a funny one.
I quizzed Chester the other day. Chester's doing panel rehearsals. I said, do you not feel sorry for me, man? I goes, I've never saw a muscle in my body. I've just got a body. I've never went, wow, there's a muscle. Do you know what I mean? I've never saw one muscle bulging through. Not one. I mean, I can do the hang, the Chris Masters hang with my tits, but I've never saw a muscle. What about you, John? You got muscles, son?
No, I've not got
you abs, John. John looks like the type of guy that's maybe actually got abs.
No.
John, you ever took steroids?
No, I've never been on the gas, mate. I've never been on the gas.
No.
No.
Have you ever done a bodybuilder up the arse?
Have you?
No.
No, no. No, I've not either.
But Leighton Buzzard, what is he, 25 years old, maybe?
Aye. Leighton must have been... Leighton must be about mid-20s.
Ever done a bodybuilder up the arse?
Leighton Buzzard's 25 years old. Right, he's got a brilliant reputation. I think ICW have maybe, you know, pinned their flag to the right guy here, because no disrespect to anybody that's been holding that belt before in recent times, but I think Leighton Buzzard is so kind of far in terms of that generation. He's so far ahead of everybody else that it seems like the right move. It'll be interesting to see what this does for ICW and what it does for Leighton Buzzard they sell, because really he should be getting celebrated. Do you think we've spoken about him less on this podcast because he's English?
No.
Think that's why it is.
He's been on the podcast back in the day.
When?
Way back.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. I don't remember Leighton ever being on
this
podcast.
He's not been on Leighton. Maybe he was on the Marks then. Maybe he was on Marks, actually. But, aye.
I wonder if it's because of that we've no kind of went, because sometimes we think about, oh, let's chat to one of the ICW boys or something, you know what I mean? And you think about the guys we know,
but
you know what I mean?
I don't see Arthur as like one of the boys for down south. I just see him as one of the boys. I've never really kind of went like that. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, but I'm talking more about John.
Oh, right, aye.
The way John thinks about things. Leighton Buzzard. We should try and get the champ on this show and finally talk to him and catch up with things and see what his plans are, because it would be good to... We definitely have been dinging him a wee bit, which is...
I have.
Right.
He's a very grounded soul.
It's one of the things, I think, where when somebody is quality, right?
He's very respectful as well.
Well, when somebody's quality, they're kind of not on your radar as much, because they're just kind of like... You kind of go, they know what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
And you kind of do it.
Aye, they know what they're doing. They're going.
Do you know he's on IMDb? I've just googled the.
Well, anyway,
Arthur Byrne. Do you know he was in one episode of Grandpa in My Pocket, and he also did motion capture. And you like this one, Rab, for Castlevania: Lord of Shadows 2.
You're fucking joking, did he?
Oh, look at Rab getting a hard on because it's a
new
man.
I knew you'd like that.
I'm interested in that IMDb. Right, let's try and get. By the way,
did he put my IMDb on that Disney thing I was in yet? I keep getting in it. I paid £15 to be a member. And I still kind of get on it. What was it called again?
The Disney thing you were in.
Yeah, do you know what I did last week? That BBC thing, that Disney thing I was in, right? You see, that's right, right? See, because I got a wee part in that fucking crane. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that?
No, you never.
Right, so I got a part.
Well, you did, you all nice.
Aye, just a wee, it's a wee part, right? Irvin Welsh thing. So I done it about a month ago. Anyway, doing it this BBC thing, right? Neil Forsyth comes up. I've never met before, right? Neil Forsyth comes up, he goes, Grado, how are you doing? I goes, how are you doing, mate? He goes, I'm Neil Forsyth. He says, I wrote Bob Servant, and I also wrote Screw. And I went, because there's that many Screw, Crime, Guilt, Duh, all the one kind of words, right?
Didn't he write Screw, though? He wrote Guilt.
Guilt! Fuck's sake. Ah, see what I mean? Right,
there we go.
So he went, right. I'm Neil Forsyth, I write Guilt. And I went, Guilt? Am I in that? And he went, oh, you're both fucking in that. Right? I went, no, I don't mean it like that. He's going, me, yes, cunt, guilt, a man, guilt. I said, no, don't understand. And I didn't even give the chance to explain it because I was like, ah, is that the man I was in? But it came out like, Gil, am I in that? Redneck.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
But let's get me on that IMDb. What's it called again? What was it called again? The Disney thing?
I don't know. It did very well, though.
The Wedding Season.
The Wedding Season, that was it.
Still no one it, man.
It did well?
It was advertised. It was all getting advertised on the radio and all sorts.
6.6 out of 10.
All right.
That'll do. That's all right. On IMDb. IMDb is always low. Right. So there we go, man. Look what I use. Oh, you're acting what? Not it. Nice. Jakey wants to mega bury the Progress fans upset about their show in Saudi. Here's an idea. Don't fucking watch it then. If you're going to boycott a whole promotion that you fall and care so much about your one show, then I'm going to have to ask you if you're smelling burnt toast. Fuck is that bar? Right, so there you go. That's the thing. So I take it we're all boycotting watching the World Cup.
I've not had the chance to watch any. I've been wanting.
I've not seen any yet. So
see that Saudi thing.
So right? me and you, Grado, are right as rain. John, have you been watching the World Cup?
I have been. Sorry.
Disgusting.
And John watches Falkirk, so he's used to human rights violations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just made the list!
New time for the list of Wrestling Daft. This week, winning out was the greatest feuds of all time. Now, this is a good one. This is one I'm going to enjoy. Grado, you go first. What is your favourite feud of all time?
Favourite feud of all time for me, The Rock versus Stone Cold 2001.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Is everybody going to say that?
No, because surely Stone Cold versus Vince is the greatest feud of all time.
Oh.
No.
What's Vince and who?
Stone Cold and Vince.
That's probably up there, isn't it?
It's got to be. Or Earthquake versus Jake the Snake when Earthquake killed poor Damien.
Quite like Raven versus Jeff Jarrett leading up to TNA show number 44 in the Nashville Fairgrounds. Oh, by the way! I had to fucking contact Jeff Jarrett earlier.
Oh, he's taking a victory sip as he does that as well.
Because a stunt man, I better not mention his name just in case he doesn't want this out. You'll probably know him.
I'm involved in this, right?
Oh!
Oh!
So it was for your program. Did he tell you about it?
No, what's
so we can't. So we can't talk about it then?
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, we can.
This is what we can. This is what we can say. There's a thing that Jeff Jarrett does, and he's done it to me, and he wanted advice, the stuntman, for a program, which I can't quite pronounce at this moment.
Basically, a guitar shot is going to happen in the Hogman A Show, Queen of the New Year, and me and Greg had written in that it's like a proper Jeff Jarrett-style guitar shot, bang, over the head, and the stunt coordinator guy, we just wanted to check what that meant, Nora, and the upshot it was that I saw the guitar shot and it was a belter.
Aye, I saw it as well. He showed me it, if that's allowed.
Aye, it was a good
thing. But Jarrett, did he tell you that Jarrett was great with the advice?
Aye. It worked beautifully.
Can but I just say, see this Queens of New Year, by the way?
Aye.
I mean, I am buzzing for it. Was that picture all right to be shared that they were all sharing about last night? Rab.
What one?
Rab.
This one?
Rab, that is the funniest picture. I mean,
have you cast Chris Toe as Jimmy Cranky and Des Clark as Ian Cranky?
I can't wait to see this, Rab. This is the best hang that you've ever wrote. I'm not joking. It's the best hang.
This is the funny. It's
biting my tongue all night.
My favourite sketch for a million years. So
aye. I'm telling you.
Right. Okay. So for me, my list of greatest feuds ever is going to be sadly predictable. But I think it's going to have to be. See, at number three, it's going to have to be Ric Flair and Macho Man Randy Savage, because I was just at the right age. I loved Ric Flair and all that stuff with the WWF magazine, with Ric Flair, with Elizabeth and all that. Remember that? The pictures that leaked and all that, carry on.
Oh, aye.
With Elizabeth at the pool and all that. I loved all that stuff, man. Mm. That got me going, you know what I mean? So I love that feud and I love that rivalry. Obviously, it wasn't the best rivalry of all time, but just for the age I was and stuff like that, it was. Number two, Stone Cold and Vince McMahon. Without a shadow of a doubt, Stone Cold and Vince McMahon is the rivalry they got all gone for me. And number one is Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect.
Of course it is.
Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect. Can you ask for anything more to you? The greatest to ever do it.
You seen the Teddy Hart documentary? Where's that? Where can we watch that? Everybody's going on about that, the Teddy Hart documentary.
I don't know.
Oh, is that a Vice? Is it a Vice done that? Or
I don't know, but apparently was it filmed over 10 years and there's like wee extras for like the Wrestling with Shadows DVD and all that.
Jesus, that's going to be some documentary, the Teddy Hart documentary, man.
God, you hear stories about him all the years, Christ.
Oh, what's the best Teddy Hart story you've heard?
Oh, no, I don't think I've even met him, mate. I don't think I've met him. It's one of the only ones I've not met. Yeah. Seen it, haven't I?
I have to look into that one. What's your favourite feud, Grado?
I would say for me, it's the Rock and Stone Cold.
Rock and Stone Cold, eh?
Rock and Stone Cold was before me in 17, it's just because it takes me back to as a wee boy. I like the Rock versus Triple H 2000 as well.
Your age when these things happen is important.
Isn't it? Because it's always going to be the best to you.
Aye. Yeah. So Kev says, showing my age a bit here, but Hulk Hogan versus Earthquake was a great feud. Sean says, either Angle versus Lesnar, Lesnar versus Taker in 03, or Triple H versus Batista.
See, that's, you can tell what age that guy is, don't you? Because that's sort of the same, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like a kind of, I bet he's the same age as Noam Dar. I bet he is.
But let me tell you something. See that Triple H Batista feud? That was a fucking good one. I remember that Elimination Chamber waiting for Batista to get out of there to battle him, man. It's great stuff.
The thumb down.
Aye, yep. The thumb down, man. Brian says Rab versus Paddington Bear. I do hate Paddington Bear. Johnny says Macho Man versus Jake the Snake, the most intense and dark promos ever. Two masters of the craft, gain 100%. The matches weren't spectacular, but the drama of the whole rivalry was just amazing. And it was just great to have the Macho Man back again after his WrestleMania retirement. You touched Elizabeth! You touched Elizabeth! Worst. British Bulldog versus Warlord, about 18 months of two guys holding each other in a full nails. How true, man.
That's funny, man.
Pablo Bonzo says Kane electrocuting Shane McMahon's ball bag. Can't remember if it was part of a long or a short feud, just remember it being hilarious. Paul says underrated Hogan versus Araki Sergeant Slaughter, burning Hogan's merch, throwing fireballs. That made an impression upon me as a wee guy as well, that, by the way. Flamethrowers and all that. That made an impression on me. Karate Warrior 2 says Raven versus Saturn. Wow.
No, I know where he's coming for there, mate. I remember getting a Best of Raven in WCW video, and it was every single WCW match, and the stuff with Saturn was tremendous.
Probably one of the best long-term stories told in the WCW mid-card. The feud-ending match is something that everyone needs to watch. Geezer Gobble says Austin Rock is the best ever. Special mention as well to Brett versus Owen. Match Dow says Rab and Grado's constant battle over the last few years with a regular recording schedule. Big Mash says Jake Robertson, Randy Savage. Beppe says Bret Hart and Steve Austin. Amazing matches and storytelling. Or Grado versus his disabled bowels. That's not appropriate, is it?
Beppe.
And yeah, Paul's,
I'm
Paul
Beppe,
says,
I know it's Beppe Feastenders.
Beppe Feastenders? I think it's Beppe. Him. Beppe DeMarco.
Maybe him.
And Paul says WrestleZone Aberdeen Hotel Book. That's his great.
All right, Paul.
You want a hotel, Paul? Now, get on our Patreon backers, because let me tell you something. And this is a big announcement, and I want you to prepare yourself for this, because the Wrestling Daft live show has got a date in the book. What that means is, can we tell them the month?
Have we really?
Yeah. We agreed that it would be in the month of February.
Wait a minute. Can we tell the month? February.
It's February.
February will be the
book
first
a venue.
In February 2023, it'll be the first ever live Wrestling Daft show. Me and Grado are going to be there on the flesh, maybe a guest as well. And you'll want to get your tickets for that. And we're not doing it in a large venue. We'll tell you, you want it to be intimate and cosy. So you want to make sure you get your tickets first. The way you do that is get signed up to the Patreon. So you can get first, because it'll go and sell first to the patrons. So get yourself on the Patreon just now. Grado, what do you want to plug before the end of the show? Panto, is it?
What do I want to plug? I'll plug
Two Doors Down.
Hearing great things about the Scots as well, mate.
I've not caught up yet. I've not had a chance to catch up yet. I've not even been able to watch main show. But
why are you kidding when you're going to watch Two Doors Down?
Because I will watch it.
Are they both on Wednesday night?
Wednesday Night Wars, mate.
It's the Wednesday Night Wars between.
They're not up against each other.
Ah, mate, I'm having a laugh. It's a wrestling podcast, eh?
They're in different time slots, though. Two Doors Down is on before people go to bed.
Jesus,
and
didn't you hear Vince and Eric like this?
Pop Justin was saying that the other day, and old Rab's fucking giving it. We're not competing with Jeremy.
Listen, I'm just keeping things sweet, right? Just in case the Scots gets cancelled and I need to try and get a part in Two Doors Down, so I need to keep things sweet. So obviously the Scots is on Wednesday nights, Two Doors Down is on Wednesday nights, so you check that out. You've got to listen to Falkirk Daft as well. You've got to listen to A Pint and Two Shots as well. You've got to get down to the Pavilion to see Grado's pantomime. You've got to watch Queen of the New Year on Hogmanay.
Yes.
Which has some fantastic sketches on it and a really brilliant cast.
What time is it going out at Hogmanay?
It is going out, I'm not sure, but it's going out just before a show about the history of kind of comedy or something. Or is I'm not sure.
STV Hogmanay, I'm on, half 11.
There we go.
Grado's on STV Hogmanay, so you're sorted. You're sorted.
Can I also plug Black Friday? If you're listening to the podcast on a Friday, it's Black Friday. You can get 35% off Wrestling Daft merch. We never talk about it enough. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/Wrestling Daft. And we've got discounts up to Christmas as well if you want to get Wrestling Daft merch for your loved ones.
And because if you want to turn up to that, like, anybody that turns up to that live show with a Wrestling Daft t-shirt on in February is going to get pumped up, bodybuilder up the arse. Right, guys, it's been a pleasure. I think everybody needs to go to their scratcher. We're back on track, back on schedule. And listen, let me tell you something. Up the road now.
It's yourself. Woo!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.